As friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. In the previous shiur, we saw various gemaras that call the carbon, the paraduma, kachay mizbeach, and we saw other gemaras that call it kachay bedek habayis, not to be just monetary property of the Beis HaMikdash, but not to be brought as a carbon. And we even saw a source that calls it, compares it to an actual carbon chatas. Then we wondered how could it be called a chatas if it's not mechaper. On the other hand, it requires lishma, so we like a carbon chatas, otherwise it's puzzle. So we don't understand what is the nature of the para aduma. So let's see. Be'emet, a para aduma is not considered a carbon chatas, and we showed this from Sigis HaGemara, that if it would be mamish a carbon chatas, then it would be mechaper. And the Gemara says that it's not mechaper, not a bas kapara. And that it's pasul shelo lishma is mitzad, a completely different geder. And adarabah, because the kedusha of para aduma is less than other karbanos, therefore it's pasul shelo lishma. And that is, that legabe kol karbanos שמבואר במשנה בתחילת מסכת זבחים שאף על פי שאינם עולים לבעלים לשם חובה. So we see in Zvachim that those karbanos that don't count, if they're not brought lishma, they're not, one doesn't fulfill his obligation, but they're kosher. We see in the Gemara in Beis Amid Aleph, the reason is because it says by them nidava, that if he doesn't do as if he was no there, then it counts as a nidava. However, בפרה אדומה נראה שלא שייך בגדר זה של נדבה, כי מאחר שפרה אדומה אינה נחשבת לקורבן כלל, you can't say by parah aduma that it's considered nedav, it's not even considered a karbam, and its kedusha is only like the kedusha of kachay bedek habayis. Therefore, לא שייך בנין זה שגם כאשר אינו קורבן, יישאר לקורבן נדבה. You can't say that it can have the status as a karbam nedav, because that doesn't have a gedar of a karbam at all. The whole gedar of parah aduma was only when it's done the mitzvasa and it's kosher, but otherwise it's kebehema schulin. Ukein ze hevia shoel b'sefer rachash levav, the sefer shenichtav aidei chatano shel hagoyin Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rav Berenbaum zecher tzadik levracha, and Simon mem zayin in os aleph. And the name of the Beis Halevi it's brought there, legabe k'taras shelo lishma, that it's pasul since it doesn't come benedava ayin sham. And we have hopefully we'll have more shiurim on the k'taras to talk more about what the k'taras is about. Umevuar lefi ze shema shepara psula shelo lishma, that the para is pasul shelo lishma, it's not mitzad shehi kikorban chatat, it's not because it has the status of a carbon chatas. Ela svara pshuta hi. Rather, it's a svara pshuta shekasher eino ose para zo l'shem para aduma, he didn't do anything, and he doesn't have a din of other karbanos shelo ala labaylum l'shem chova v'kasher, but it counts as an adava because it's not even begeder carbon, and therefore bevada it's pasul. Now that they learn in the Sifri this din, that it has to be lishma from chatasi, nera she'en hakavana b'zeh shehi kamo korban chatat. It's not pshat that it's called a korban chatas mamish. Just if not for the pasuk of chatasi, I would have thought that it doesn't have a din of lishma at all. As long as it's done kimitzvasa, even without any machshav, it's kosher. From chatasi we learn that you have to do the para l'shem matara zo shel chatat. Klomar, שצריך לחול בפרה זו השם המיוחד של חטאת. וכל שאינו עושה כך, היא פסולה ממילא, אבל לא מדין קורבן חטאת. So the fact that it says korban chatas is just telling you that it needs lishma. And if you didn't do it lishma, ממילא it's possible. Not possible mitzad korban chatas, it's possible mitzad that you didn't do it properly and now it's like you're left with nothing. ורבי אלעזר, שחלק שם על התנא קמא, בסבר שאינה נפסלת שלא לשמה, היינו משום שסבר שאין כאן כלל דין של לשמה. We saw in the previous shir, Rabbi Elazar argues with the Tanakama and holds that it's not nefselet shelo lishma, because he holds that there's no din of lishma at all. He doesn't darshan this from Chatasi, and Memeli doesn't hold of this psul. The Rash in Para writes, "She'ena limud legabe para aduma me'alashon hi," like the Gemara darshins legabe chatas, that from the lashon of hi we learn that it's only ksher lishma. We don't learn that by the para aduma. Rather, the limud is me'etzem halashon chatat shemizel lomdim sheyesh b'ze gidrei chatat. So, based on what we said, ain't a gedel b'zeh that it has a din of carbon chatos because it's considered kachay bedek habayis, just that it has a din of lishma, as we explain in the chedushim or in Rizalevi in Ma'aseh Karbanos Perek Tal Alach Yer Aleph. He brings the name of his father, the Grach, leva'er at divrei Rambam bepara Perek Aleph Alachat Tet shepara sheshachta l'shem chulin psula afilu shebeshar chataot sheshachtan l'shem chulin ksherot. Nevertheless, para that you did l'shem chulin is pasul. And the question is, v'halo dina ki korban chatat. So why is it more chumra than a korban chatas? So explains the Griz that since the para aduma is only kachay berek habayis, so it doesn't have a shem chatas until the actual shechita. And therefore, if he shechted it shelo lishma, nimtza shelo chal alea klal shem chatat. So it never had the Shem Chatas in the first place, because he shechted it shelo lishma, and therefore it is pasul. Never got the Shem Chatas. We can also explain other dinim that are learned from Chatasi. That it doesn't mean that the Parah Aduma has Gidrei Karbon Chatos, and it doesn't even have the Gedder of a proper Karbon, because like we explained, the Parah Aduma is Latara, it's not the Kapara, primarily it's for Tara, and Memela it's not Shaykh to other Dine Karbonos. Ela Shemikom Akom Lundu Mechatati Shetarat Parah Aduma Tluyahi Bechach Shechal Ala Parah Shem Misuyam. So it's totally, this Parah Aduma has to have a Shem. It has to have a Shem Chatas, and therefore it has to have various dinim. We see in Chulin Yer Aleph Amir Aleph that from the pasuk of Chatasi we learn the psul of Tshreifa, the Parah Aduma. So it's pashut that this psul is not mitzad gidrei karban, because we also find legabe Chulin sheshchitat treifa psula. Just without the pasuk of Chatas, we would have thought that you don't need any din hechsher b'parazo. As Kamash Malan, we have the pasuk of Chatos that it has dinei hechsher miyuchadim kein sheyesh bekorban. V'lachein treifa psula. Aval ulei oto pasuk, hayiti omer shehapara kshera gam treifa. Like the Gemara there asks, my nafkamina, in other words, what do we care that it's a treifa? So we have a pasuk that it's not allowed to be. So again, it doesn't have a gedder of a chatas, but the chatas tells us that it's not allowed to be a treifa. Also, what we see in Avodah Zarah of Gimel Amud Beis, we mentioned the previous shir, the Gabi Nirbas, that we wanted to prove from the fact that Nirbas is psula bipara, that it's considered kachem mizbeach, and the Gemara is doicha no, because it says chatasi. As nera pashut she'ena kavana, that it doesn't mean that they wanted to say that the para is kachay mizbeach mamish, because it doesn't come to the mizbeach, it never gets to the mizbeach. Rather, like Rashi says, din kachay mizbeach yeshla. In other words, it's kain din kachay mizbeach, and that's enough to passel it if it is a nirbas. In Menachos, And the Nun Aleph Amud Beis, we learn from the Pasuk of Chatos he, that there's an Isser Me'ila Bepar and Tosis Divar Masul Chatos. They ask that without the Pasuk Chatos he, Bevadai Sheyesh Ba Me'ila, because it's no less than other Kachei Bedek Habayis. So why would you think there's no Me'ila? Why do you need a Pasuk? So Tosis answered that from this Pasuk we learn a Chiddush that there's Me'ila Achar Me'ila. There's a Me'ila even after you've already done Me'ila, because Kachei Bedek Habayis, Hadinu Shekevan Shemo'el Yotzei HaKdesh L'chulin. So Bedek Habayis, it goes out to Chulin, and there's no longer Me'ila. Hashenken b'kod shem izbech she'en ha'korban yotzei mikdushato ha'idei Me'ila, v'lachen yesh bo Me'ila l'achar Me'ila. So kod shem izbech, carbon doesn't go out of its kedusha after the Me'ila, and therefore there's Me'ila achar Me'ila, and this we learn from Chatasi, that paradum is a special din, that there's Me'ila achar Me'ila, even though it's kod shem Bedek Habayis Yish Laharich B'Divrei Tosfos Elu, maybe in a different shir. However, in the Kesef Mishnah Milah Perak Beis Halacha Hey, he's Mevar B'Das HaRambam, that we could say that if not for the Pasuk, we wouldn't be Mechayv Mishum Me'il at all, not even Kachar Kachay Bedek Habayis, because the Pasuk of, and only because of the Pasuk of Chatasi, we know that it's Chayv Mishum Me'il. In other words, without the Pasuk, we would think that it's not Shaykh to Kachim at all, it's just Begeder Dov Ramatayr, and therefore Me'il isn't Shaykh Kamash Melon, but nevertheless, it's Shaykh to Kachim, and it would appear that the reason is, considered Kachay Bedek Habayis, even though it's only the Tara. So since the whole Matara, the whole purpose of the Tara Mitumas Meis, is in order that the person can come Ela Mikdash, the Machane Shechina, like the Pasuk says by Parshas Parah, V'ish Asher Yitame V'lo Yischata V'nichrusa, and therefore it is me'in yane hamikdash v'kadoshav, and it has kedushas bedek habayis. So even though it's only letara, it's still considered bedek habayis, because it brings you into the mikdash. It enables a person, after with the sprinkle of paradum on him, to go to the mikdash. And that we see in our sugi and yumim and beis, that the reason shechitas para bizar is psula, because it's like maris negaim, that also can't be done with a zar. So in Tosfos Yeshanim they write in Divrei Maaseches Shechitas that it would appear that you need a kohen to have his big day kahuna b'shas shechitas hapara, like b'sha'ar avodas hapara. Like we learn later on, Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, that we learn from a pasuk, Shavodas Hapara Tzrichos Big Dei Kehuna Ayin Sham. However, Ayin B'Chazon Ish B'Par B'Simen Ches Sif Katan Gimel, that he learns B'Pshitus that the Shchita of a Par doesn't require Big Dei Kehuna, just like Maris Negaim doesn't require Big Dei Kehuna. But we have to explain the Tosfos Yeshanim that Shchita requires Big Dei Kehuna. I is only like Maris Negaim. So be'emet yesh la'yein gam bi'ikar mashu utzuchu la'alan b'gemara limud miyuchad l'chayev b'gdei kehuna b'para aduma. Why do you have to come on later on to a lima that you need special begadim for the para aduma? Just say that it's as chatasi, that it has dine carbon. However, based on what we explained, be'emes the para aduma doesn't have any dine carbon, and it only comes l'tara, like we see at the beginning of the mesechta that it's not bas kapara. And from the pasuk of chatasi, we just learn not that it has dine carbon, it's just another geder, that in certain areas it's like a carbon chatas, but not that it actually has a geder of a carbon. So we understand why we need a special pasuk to be mechayiv big day kahuna bepara, because it's not mitzad din big day kahuna amar bishar korbanos. Ki kol avoidus hapara, that you need a kohen, is only like maris negaim. Just the chiddush is that midine para aduma, the ma'isim have to be done with big day kahuna. Now we also understand the Tosfos Yeshanim that shechitas par is done with big day kahuna, because it's no different than the other avodos. Even though it's only like maris negaim, the Gemara says midi to have a maris negaim, that you need a kohen, even though maris negaim doesn't require big day kahuna. But here we're comparing the shechita to the other parts of the paraduma, the other mice in the paraduma that do require big day kahuna. As we learn on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, that avodas hapara tzrichas big day kahuna, and why should shechita be any different? Ain shu nevdel b'zeh beit shechita l'shar avodatel. Like Lashon Rashi, in Dibur Maaseh Chashayni, kolomer ein ba kedushas hamizbech, ala kedushas damim ba'alma, etc. Hilkach ein sad avodas nechlokos ba, v'chol avodas shavas ba, everything is equal. And it would appear, according to this, that if a czar was oved and he did the Maisa Parah, he's not over Mishum Zarus. because there's no en din kihuna behem mitzad gidrei avuda el mitzad din marot negaim. There's no isur zaris, just tum and taris negaim were given to kohanim, and a zar can't be koveya. Here also, if a zar does it, it's not going to be kosher, but there's no isur of zaris. It's a very interesting chiddush. And also, we can explain what it says on Daf Chesam and Aleph and Yuma. Ein bein kohen a surface apart le kohen gadol biyom kippur mel shezeh prishas le kedusha ve'echav a kohanim nogim bo ve'zeh prishas le tara ve'enechav a kohanim nogim bo. So what's this gather of prisha le tara? So we can say, based on what we've been explaining, that para doesn't have bechlal a gather of kachim. It's just a gather of tara. And the Kohen Gadol's Prisha is L'Kedusha, in other words, L'Kachim. And the Prisha's Kohen Gadol Asorif is L'Tara, not L'Kachim, even though Rashi has a different Pshat there. But Shivim Panim L'Tara. Rashi says that Pshat and Kedusha is not for Kachim, but L'Kanis L'Machaneh Ashchina, V'lo Yilibo Zacha Alav, he shouldn't have a high heart, and he should be Nivdol from Kalis Rosh. He should have Ema, B'Havdalasim and Abrius. So we can say, based on our Mahalach, that it means that this is L'Kedusha and this is L'Tara, meaning it's not Kachim at all. Paradum is not Kachim. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we learned a nice Mahalach in the Paraduma, and obviously there's so much more to say. Kadosh Baruch Hu should just give us the Koach and the Moch and the Simchas Chaim and the financial means to be able to say it. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most sweetest.